Bring me the money, baby. Bring me the fucking goddamn cash in a bag. With a bag full of dicks and dildos.
All right, welcome back to episode number 37. Yo, can you please take that cup, 37, man?
The name, Age of Calyx. Fuck.
37, yo, Calyx is legit.
Yeah, that's why he bought a Tesla.
He did just buy a Tesla, yeah. Actually.
37 bags, 37 years old, 37 years closer to death.
37 years of being a virgin as well.
That just got dark. Fuck, that was, that was really speaking dark. Truth right there, brother.
What point do you think you peak in life? Can you please remove that thing from the edge of the desk, bro? It's actually giving me crippling anxiety. Is that giving anxiety? You anxiety? Yeah. Don't do that, bro. You know what? Take it.
I know that it's going to spill it on our fucking audio controller.
What age do you reckon you peak at?
I think you peak like after like 20s. 30, I think after the 30s. I think you peak when you realize that you ever seen that thing? It's like a really like cliche thing where your life starts when you realize you've only got one life.
Yeah, I have seen that. Yeah,
most of you guys probably seen that, right? And that I think that might be like when you start peaking, when you get to like 35 onwards, you kind of lock down what you're doing and then you really have a little bit of full control. Because, you know, when you're below 20, you're just fucking around. You know, you're banging alcohol, drugs, whatever. You're doing all kinds of crazy shit and going parties.
Not us, but other people. Yeah, yeah.
No, of course, brother. I'm a Christian. Yeah. Anyway, 20 plus. I'm kidding. Like a Christian-Muslim hybrid.
Really?
No.
Right, go on.
Anyway, so you get to your 20s and that's when you're like figuring shit out.
Yeah.
And there's bare pressure in it. You got uni, trying to figure out the job.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what you want to do when you're 30. And it's just like nightmare. But when you get to like 35, 40 plus, you've normally might have it figured out.
What if you don't have it figured out by then?
Well, then you're just fucking idiot. No, I'm kidding. People don't have it figured out when it gets to that sometimes.
I know.
But you know, you're going into 35 with a lot more knowledge than you had at 18. Yeah, so that's when life gets, I think that's when life will get fun.
So you reckon you're in your 30s, somewhere in your 30s?
Yeah, I think, 35 plus, I reckon that's when I'll
when
go
you're gonna have
shit
kids?
Crazy. Yeah.
What
I'll do is I'll say, look, kids, you lot are killing it right now. Keep going football on a Sunday. I'm off. Ibiza, broski. See you out there, my brizzle.
Do you reckon that you're actually going to go on like Ibiza holidays as a dad?
No way.
Wait, why not?
I'll be in Magaluf, baby.
I was like, where's your dad, Jimmy? Oh, he said he was off to Magaluf.
Yeah, Maga Strip, you heard of it?
Yeah. Oh no.
I'm getting
Jimmy,
reeled
not like
in
this.
When you're walking down the strip by those people going, free shot, you want free shot? Yeah, fishbowl.
Fishbowl and a Twix, fishbowl and a Twix.
A Twix.
No, they offer the weirdest shit.
You slap a Mars bar on my hand and I'm in there.
Yeah, it's true. They should start offering just like sweets to bring you in. Like shots, the shots are always like diluted. You know that? It tastes like Rabina. They don't even put any alcohol in those shots.
You want a shot, a Mars bar and a lime. Not me.
A lime. Did you say a lime? A lime.
A lime, of course. A lime. That's what I meant. But anyway, I wasn't talking about us. I was talking about hypothetically.
Other people. That might be invested. Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, I've got something I wanted to bring up. And it was actually a really deep question, to be honest, Chip, okay? Hypothetically, if your co-host, which is me, was infertile, would you be a sperm donor for them so that I could have children?
Yes, because then I'll be like, broski, that's my son.
Or you can never chat in the group chat. It's a wrap.
Yeah, you're posting pictures. I'm like, you watch it there, bro. That's my boy.
Right there. Yo, I swear to God, I could never, even as me, I would never go to you and ask for it.
I would hope that he just comes out with a little bit of color as well. So you just, every time you look at him, he's like, it's my fucking kid, so I'm white. Like, I'm just on my knees, like, please. It'd be so funny, though. Like, just looking at his kid.
Oh, my God.
It looks just like, you're just looking at Chippo Crimes Jr.
I could never do it.
He's just like, that's my son. No, I would do it for you.
You would do it for me, but ultimately,
I
think
it's
more.
I might have, like, a child that is, like, tall. That might be a dub. Like, maybe my boy's going to go into, like, fucking...
Basketball.
Yeah, it could be, like, fucking LeBron James.
I do know it's funny because in this it says, would you be a sperm donor for me? But I think it's more the question, would I ask you to be my sperm donor?
Yes, of course you would, brother. I swear to God, I wouldn't, bro.
You could never chat in a group chat again.
Yeah, that's true. You'd never, you would always want, isn't it a case when people get sperm donors, right? They go to a specific place and like, so be like, right, this is the sperm and it belongs to this man. They'll show him a picture of what he does with his genetic traits. Is that not how it works?
normally. No, do you know what? They won't show you. I don't think they'll show you a picture of the man because that would breach, like,
really?
It's supposed to be anonymous because most of the time the sperm donor never wants to know about their kids, right? And so by you showing a picture, it would breach that.
Okay.
What I think happens is the guy's athletic. He was a captain of his football team, and then he's like, he's got blue eyes, dark hair, whatever it might be.
They'll list it off, yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. How much money do sperm donors make?
I think they make a decent little bag, you know.
Like,
what about when they're like, oh, guys, you need to find a side hustle. It's like, yeah, my side hustle's jerking it into a little plastic.
Amrita, can we get a check on the salary of a sperm donor, please? We could go into this, fella. Me and you, we just whacking it off together.
What would you, together?
Yeah, like, fuck it, man. We've been through some shit.
Okay, so I watched a documentary on this, right? And these sperm donors, okay? So there's a rule is that they're only allowed to be used with, like, this was a US one, and I'm pretty sure it's something like 10 people or something like that. It shouldn't be used for too many because otherwise, if you think about it, you will then be related to so many people down the line,
right? How many times are you allowed to sperm donor? Are you, like, maybe one per location?
I don't, yeah, and it is supposed to be dotted around the country, like
here
the
US. Here we go.
£35 donate.
Up to £35 per donation.
That's terrible.
Bro, my sperm is bussing. This shit's worth bags.
Way. Look at me, bro. I'm fucking shining on here. If you want that fella's nut, you gotta get, like, I'm talking maybe like $5,000 a pop.
Think about the genetics. Listen to the voice. You're my darling angel.
Imagine you're like, okay, I'm gonna take a sperm donor. They're like, he's got dark hair, got lovely teeth, great fashion sense, and all this. And then they're like, yeah, this guy sounds like the one for me. And you found out that your sperm donor was Chimbo Crimes.
And they're like, we can't show you his face, but we could play you a recording of him singing it. Just me going, you're my darling.
Oh my god, I would be fuming.
Oh shit, that kid would be a dribbler. Fucking dribbling all over the game. Be a good podcast also, probably.
Yeah. But anyways, what I was saying is in the US, it's become a big problem, right? Is they've been overusing sperm donors.
Really?
And so what happens is, and they all upload, you know how you have those ancestry sites?
Yeah.
And you upload it and it's like DNA, and they're finding all these people that they're actually like half brothers and half sisters with, and they're all linking up. And you're not supposed to link up like that.
Shit.
Because it's fucked. And so they keep finding loads of people, and they found, like, I watched this one, bro, they found like 40 brothers and sisters.
We should do ancestry checks, you know, because, brother, we could be banging our cousins.
I was thinking about this, yeah. So you go back a little while, okay? You don't even have to go that far back, right? But if you really deep it, Chip, I think we're actually like brothers. Like, we're all related at the end of the day. It's just how far back you go till you're related.
Yeah. Maybe at this moment, we were the bit where we split off and you became white and I became a little bit slightly brown.
Yeah, at what point did we split
off? Like, probably before us, like, fucking Big Pete.
Yeah, Big Pete was...
He's got a hint of something in him.
No. He's got a hint of...
I swear, Pete, by the way.
Yeah.
I spoke about this last time. I seen a picture of Carl's dad for the first time ever. And Pete, you know, I love you. Thank God you've blessed me with a great friend here, okay? But I swear, Pete looks like the exact Donnie I've seen in Carpenter Arms, hands up, Brexit man, flag wrapped around him, England flag painted onto his chest, the three lines on the shirt. He's just there screaming, belting out Sweet Caroline.
I promise you, mate,
I know he's like an intellectual Donnie.
It's so funny because the picture I showed him was my dad before, because he was with my sister for the England-Scotland game. My sister was supporting Scotland, my dad was supporting England. So he had a big England flag up. But just out of context, it just looks like my dad's the biggest EDL supporter of all time. I can't wait till you meet Big Pete. He's a legend.
I think he might like me. Yo, check this one out. Here's a good one. So you know like how we're young right now. We do our crazy shit. We'll do drinks and whatever, all this kind of stuff.
Wait, did you say we'll do crazy shit, we'll do drinks? Oh, mate, not too fucking crazy. Chip, relax there, mate.
No, I'm kidding. Three lines on my shirt. Yeah. Anyway, do you reckon our parents were banging like all the crazy shit?
Would you reckon, like, are you asking, did my mum do a bunch of gear?
Yeah.
I spoke to my mum, you know, about this. I said, mum, did you ever, like, bang gear or whatever? Now, my mum told me.
She probably said no, so you didn't do it.
Yeah, she did. She said no, right?
She was racking up them lines.
She could have been. You know what? I kind of hope she was. Do you think that about your mother?
No, because my mom was like a bit of a straight arrow. She always talking about how she could smell the weed in the basement of the police station and she hated it. And I was like, oh, you need to relax, woman. Because
yeah, you need to bring some of that home.
That shit sounds like it's buzzing.
So wait, do you reckon your mom went through a hoe phase?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Mother, I love you. And I think you're a beautiful woman.
Did she go through
a hoe phase? But it's very highly potential.
Do you know what? No, I think
everyone goes through a whole stage, right? Yeah, right? Everyone. Our parents were just like us at one point. Like they were sat here waffling shit, discussing the potential of, you know,
everything.
Three lines on the shirt. Like everything was on the cards for them. And then they get older, and then it's all like,
it's serious.
We have to teach them serious business.
Yeah.
Alcohol is your poison for the brain.
Go
to church and praise Jesus.
My mom never taught me that alcohol was poison for the brain. She loves a glass of wine.
Neither did mine, to be fair. She doesn't. My mom doesn't drink at all, by the way.
Really?
I caught her with a couple of cigs once outside. She's like, "Don't tell your dad." I was like, "Yeah, I got you, mother."
Yeah. Do you know what was nuts? Yeah, my parents both told me one time. They're like, "Yeah, we're quitting smoking."
Do your parents still smoke?
No. But they told me that this was ages ago when I lived in Egypt. They said, "Yeah, we're stopping smoking, right?" And so then one time, we came back and for a year, I didn't see any of them smoke. And then one time I came home from school early, right? And I go,
yeah.
Like that. And that, I was like,
those nostrils are yours as well. Yeah,
bro, look at the size of these, bro.
When they flare up,
you could fit a fucking submarine up both of these, man. Yeah.
You know what I could fit up there?
What can you fit up?
Probably shouldn't mention it. Carry on.
Anyways, yeah. So I'm in there. I'm like a fucking rat.
Yeah.
And I swear to. No. Why are you doing it off the table like that, bro? I was just a rat. I was smelling the smoke.
I was in
and I could smell the smoke. And now, you know what? Now that I'm going back to then, I'm trying to remember, was it my mum or was it my dad? But anyways, one of them, and I could smell it. And I told him, I literally said to him, "Have you been smoking?" And they went, Nah. And they went, "Oh, I was with a friend who was smoking."
I
thought that was a pretty good excuse. Cover. Anyways, obviously me, I was there like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But anyways, it turned out one of them had actually been smoking. But now they actually have quit smoking, to be fair to them.
Not on a jewel pods.
Yeah, do you know what? I wonder, jewels are kind of weird. You like your jewels. I don't really.
Yeah, they're all right. Even there, I'll have a little talk and a little jail.
You know what's going to be interesting is by the time this comes out, we will know whether we've won the Euros or not.
Yes, that's true. So, because this is becoming Monday.
Yes, we are the fucking Euro champions. You can clip that.
You're jinxing that shit there, brother. Touch it wood.
Yeah, please.
Got to get past Denmark first. And if anyone's going to lose to Denmark, it'll
Denmark
be fucking
tomorrow.
England.
We've got Denmark tomorrow. We're both off to the game.
We're actually going to the game, yeah.
And I am.
We're starting the sticks as well. Here's one for you guys. We're actually set with. We're in the Denmark section. So we have the great and wonderful Harry to thank for this.
Yeah, well, he helped us.
I don't think he knew when he booked it. I think this is the weird thing. We're booking it off this website, which is quite reliable. And that's how we went to the Germany game.
After he's booked it,
he's checked the tickets. And what did it say? Denmark section?
Yeah, Denmark fans section.
Yeah, Denmark fans. Yeah. So we're with the Denmark fans. But I'm assuming, because COVID.
It'll be fine.
Should be all right.
It'll be good. It'll be
Listen,
good
if any Denmark fans want a scrap, I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy.
We'll film it, though.
Yeah, no. We'll you know what? I'll fucking rock up with a Denmark flag. I'm going undercover, brother. I'm infiltrating. Yeah.
From the back lines.
Yeah, I'll be in there. Denmark. You know,
I hope, what
are they called? Like, someone who's from Denmark, what would you call them?
Danish.
Is that, there we go, that's an...
You're a Danish warrior.
Yeah, I'm a Danish warrior. I'll be rocking up with my fucking...
You look the furthest thing from a Danish person. Danish person is like me, like blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, I look Danish, don't you question my Danish passport.
You got to look a bit Scandinavian and you look so far from Scandinavian.
I'm a little Aladdin thing anyway.
Aladdin, where's Aladdin from?
And you're my Jasmine.
I'll be your Jasmine.
It could be my Jasmine.
I'll post up on Aladdin. I'll back it up on Aladdin, no problem. Take me on that magic carpet. Do what you need to do to me on. Anyways. Anyways, the point that I'm making is that the time this is going on.
That's fucking going on TikTok. It has to.
What? Just backing it up on the carpet? Throwing it back on the magic carpet?
That's my magic carpet, by the way, because I'm Aladdin.
Oh yeah, yeah, shit. Yeah, but you invited me on the magic carpet and I'm just throwing it back. I'm giving you that.
To be fair, Aladdin is literally like got this geezer, this woman on the magic carpet.
Yeah.
Aladdin, by the way, is a top tier film.
I actually saw the West End show, like the play, and it was incredible. One of my favorite things I've ever been to. I really don't give a shit about them plays and like that West End stuff. But I went to it and I was there like, you know what, this is fucking sick.
You like Fair. I do like Fair, you know. When I got to Fair, I realized I'm you know what, I go there and I'm like, yeah, I've made it.
Yeah,
like I've come out of Sums of Oldham and Raj's Oldham.
Yeah,
and now,
yeah, yeah.
Now I'm in West End Leicester Square watching a little bougie film.
Yeah,
but it's nice. So I think it's good production. Have you watched Book of Mormon? I think you have. You told me. I think you were the one that recommended me.
I got taken to it. I went on a date there once, right? And I was there, and I got so battered. I had like a bottle and a half of wine while I was watching this to myself, and. Have you seen it?
Yes, I watched it because I'm pretty sure you were the one that told me to go watch it. Now, I'll tell you what, we had a question recently about a good date night, and I don't think we said this, but Book of Mormon in London, Prince of Wales Theatre, I think it's called, is a great date like thing to go to. It's 2 hours long, but it's funny as fuck. And it's from the creators of South Park.
Yes, it is. And not only that, because we are very much against going to the cinema because it's crap and there's no enjoyment there. But I tell you what,
for a date, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Cinema, sorry, yeah. For a date, we're very much against the cinema for a date.
It's a bit silent, isn't it?
It's just crap. You're not getting to know someone. You're watching a movie, sat next to him, and you're just listening to the other person eat popcorn.
And it's super dark in the theatre. Like, it's light. Depends what you watch. I tell you what, watching a theatre that actually was fucking insane, Exorcist. Yeah, shit was scary. Like the effects they had going on in the live era, they had like ghosts hanging out from the ceiling. I was like, shit, there's some production value in this.
The reason why I think the people of the Fellas would love the Book of Mormon is because you guys are already into, you don't really care about PC stuff, because if you really cared about like PC stuff, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
I feel like most, I'd say 95% of our fans are not snowflakes.
No, exactly. And let me tell you, when I went to the Book of Mormon, I would say 20 to 30 people stood up and left, because there are so many
people
West
getting
jokes
offended,
like
right,
there were really deep jokes in there, like I'm bawling my eyes out. It's so funny.
It is funny.
But there was people just genuinely so offended and they just left.
That's what you expect though. Creators of South Park, they've always been the guys with South Park. They'll always try and push it, and sometimes they do just go mad far, but that's the point. That's the whole point of that comedy. They're trying to
push boundaries,
you know. They'll make those crazy jokes about certain, you know, terrorist activity and all that. Like, that's how far they'll go.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're going nuts.
And
it's
you're watching
funny.
Some up from the creators of South Park, you should have used your brain, really.
To be fair though, when I saw Book of Mormon being advertised all over London, I was there like, what in the religious bananas is this, right? Because neither you or me are religious people at all. But I looked at it and I just completely ignored it. And then someone told me it's actually a really dark humor comedy thing. And I was like, oh, hold on a sec. That's why I ended up going.
You wanna watch it? Bro, it's been running for years. It's been that successful. Yeah. But anyway, so Kyle told me to go watch it. And I've gone to watch it. And I didn't realize you've not told me it's a musical. Yeah. And I've got there and they start singing. I'm like, this fucking guy. I really don't like musicals.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so when people get me watching Dirty Dancing in Greece, I'm like, get this fucking shit off. And I'm sure I know a lot of people love
it. You thought you
turned
up
for
a High School Musical.
So I'm thinking, I'm just like, oh, fuck, I've been fucked here. I feel like Theo watching The Greatest Showman singing along because he loves it. Anyway, it turned out to be fucking class. I was like, shit, this shit was really good. And the people who they've got doing it are sick.
So good, yeah. But anyway, I don't know how we ended up getting onto that. But at this point, we've either won the Euros or we've lost the Euros. Either Gareth Southgate is already got a statue put outside Wembley, or Gareth Southgate's the biggest fraud of all time.
What happens if we win the Euros? Like obviously, it's crazy celebrations for at least a few days. Probably.
I think it's a national holiday for the week.
That's what I was going to say. Do we get a little bank holiday or something?
We don't actually get bank holiday, but like let me tell you, nobody's working. Nobody's working.
Oh, nobody's working. Absolutely not. If there's a podcast day except for that day, we ain't
It's
in.
Done. It's
we
finished,
in.
Bro.
Well, actually, yeah. We will be having to work on a Tuesday.
Well, we're supposed to be working on Tuesday, but we'll see.
No, we're not, because it's my birthday.
Oh, hey! And you'll be turning what, 32, 33?
So Kyle, look at me. I'm young, stallion, full of life and beauty.
Full of nut.
And a lot of other things. Yeah, I reckon I've got a good nut in me.
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
I'll be 27, Kyle. So you're same age as you, finally.
I'm 26 right now. You're older than me. I can't believe that you're older than me. You're actually old, bro.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm old, to be fair. But I've been blessed with beautiful skin.
You do actually have, like, baby skin.
Yeah. And it's all because of moisturizer. I won't drop any brand names because you guys owe us money.
Wait, do you have a skincare routine? Uh-huh. Seriously. I don't have a skincare super routine. My skincare is pretty
my
good.
My skincare
though.
Routine is very easy. It's just a wake up and a whack on the moisturizer.
And that's it.
Yeah. And also,
tell me what the moisturizer another, is, bro.
Also, here's
nah, a, here's, here's what, a, no, 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 fuck that. All right, chip. Here's, tell a me what the fucking
here's a couple tips.
Bro.
A moisturizer is just a simple one. A simple, in fact, there was one that was using recently, and it was about 40 quid for a little tub.
That sounds and, too expensive.
I think it was, what, oh, fuck, what was the brand? It was like a blue paste inside. Was it Clinique for Men?
Okay.
Shit was bussing.
Sounds too expensive.
Really good.
Bro.
Anyway, so when I do it, I'll push up on the skin instead of like, you know, because you're pushing the wrinkles up. You push down, you create wrinkles. Yeah. When you get out of the shower, don't towel dry the face.
Really?
You're drying it up.
Mm.
Yeah, you and when you're putting moisturizer on your face, you want to be putting it on damp skin, like like not too dry, you know. Uh-huh. And those are a couple of tips for you there. I'm really gonna probably back me on that. I've got the nod.
So you got the nod. Got Bro, just a light moisturizer. Okay, but have I said about my skincare conspiracy?
Yours looks okay, your skin.
My skin's fine.
Yeah,
I got good skin.
Yeah, for a white man of your age, you're bussing.
For a white man of my age.
Well, normally, like, you know, white people at 26, that's when they start looking 40.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but...
But you are looking 26.
39.
Nah, you're looking good. You're looking good.
But have I never said my skincare conspiracy on this thing?
Go on, hit me.
Okay, so listen up, yeah, right? This is my conspiracy. And by the way, I wholeheartedly believe this because I think women...
Is this like the Greenland thing?
My Greenland conspiracy is still, by the way, I've yet to see proof of Greenland. Right, anyways, my skincare conspiracy is as follows. Now listen up here, skincare companies. I think... skincare is fraudulent.
We're never gonna get a skincare brand deal now.
So, and the reason why, okay, is because, right, if you do nothing to your skin, right, and I'm saying you don't put anything on it, your skin will be fine. What happens is, men and women get suckered into all this good skincare stuff and they end up putting out and they go, oh, like, you know, it makes it look good for the first week and they keep putting it on, and now their face needs it. And without it, their skin will just break out. Like if they go a week without, or even a few days without using the skincare, their face all of a sudden break out and they go, oh my God, my skin's so bad without the skincare. This skincare or this whatever cream they're using is the only reason why I'm not getting it. Right, let me go buy more. And he'll put it back on. It keeps it nice. But no.
I think you're right, you know.
I think
I completely agree with you. It's like the hair stuff, right, with Harry.
Yeah.
Harry doesn't, I'm sure most of you all know this, but Harry does not use shampoo, conditioner,
because
nothing.
Your hair is supposed to clean itself.
Yeah, like naturally when God or whatever the universe made us, he didn't fucking put us on the planet and then go, here's a bottle of Head and Shoulders. He didn't do that. And Head and Shoulders is shit anyway.
Right.
We know
well,
that,
there
don't
goes
we?
That brand, don't
but yeah, sorry, you've already fucked off Nivea anyway.
Clinique
for Men.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Clinique for Men.
I like Nivea. Nivea are good. Well, yeah. Nivea deodorant. We'll, how about we do
Trust
deodorant?
Me, bro. If you saw the Nivea marketing budget, you'd be watching your words. But anyway, no, I think you're right.
Huh? No, I ain't plugging.
No, we only plug one deodorant.
And that's Lynx.
And that's Lynx. Use Lynx. Lynx Africa, Lynx Marmite. Anyway, back onto that. I think you're right there. The reason why I use moisturizers is because I get dry skin. I've got dry skin since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I wasn't obviously using moisturizers because you don't give two fucks about that. But then when I got to like 14, my face started peeling.
Okay. See, that's a bit different.
And you know
though.
What? It was every time I got out of the shower.
Right.
So I was like, shit, well, what do I do here? Mum's like, oh, you need moisturizer. But that's the only thing I'll use.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. People are using like 4 or 5 creams
right.
a day.
Like like the missus, she'll be banging, like, you know, anti-aging creams. The one that's exfoliated to get the dead skin off.
Doing
then you've got other creams. You've got the under eye stuff that vibrates and you rub.
Bro, what is this, bro?
Crazy.
You lot are getting scammed in broad daylight. We're out here to expose it. Anyways,
skincare, like on the face, having good complexion really just normally come down to genetics.
Yeah,
I think you should just not be fooled too much. Like if someone's good at one sport and you can practice as much as you want, but sometimes genetics will prevail and it's most of the time with many things.
Genetics sometimes just finesse you, like straight up. Like
you might be shit at a lot of things, but you're good at one thing, you know, you've been blessed, just fucking be grateful.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, man, that was my skincare conspiracy right there. I don't know how we've ended up doing a little skincare.
I feel like most people get better at like when they get older. Anyway,
everyone
always stresses when they're in their 20s and their teens because that's the point you want to be looking buff.
Yeah.
When you get to like 25, it just plus it normally fixes itself.
Yeah.
And I would say so.
For the most part, like anyone over the age of 30 tends to have pretty decent skin anyway. Like,
even look
like,
at BTS eyes.
Alex, like, let me look. Yeah, you got nice skin. Like Alex has nice, damn, that man.
You know what? That's getting busted. That's spaff on
me. He's shining. He's like a little orb of light over there. He's looking nice.
He does, Alex, he got good skin, you know.
Yeah. Why you I can't say the same for the trim.
Why are you come in front of the camera and say hello?
Nah, he's BTS for a reason, bro. He's BTS for a reason.
I always do that because he gets super shy. He doesn't want to show himself in any of the stories like, ever.
No, he does. One day we'll get him on it.
I think
guys,
he needs to realize that he's a little bit of a painting.
Yeah. He keeps asking me to...
Hype yourself up, King. Come on.
What's that?
I said hype yourself up a bit.
Hype yourself, yeah, exactly. It's important. Do you know what you need to do every morning in the mirror? You need to look yourself in the eyes and say, that's a bad bitch right
there. Yeah, 100%. Good girl gone bad, Rihanna.
Oh, what
remember
an album.
It.
Fuck. Yeah. She gets me
one
hyped.
Of my favorite songs, and whenever we have a party or like whenever we have a little gathering, pre-COVID times.
Yeah.
COVID's cancelled anyway now. Anyway, I would always put on Shut Up and Drive.
Shut Up and Drive.
What a fucking banger, man. Like, yeah, Rihanna, sure, like, what, she'd be buzzing.
Yeah, Rihanna is a legend. There was a time where she was literally dropping an album every year.
Constant bangers, constant.
She would drop an album, go on tour, drop an album.
Here's a good one for you. Did you ever, and this video, I swear this vid's got a lot of views. You ever watched a video where it like analyzes one of Rihanna's music videos and she like bends into like a position that looks like a Masonic symbol? Surely you've seen this. It was like really popular. You've seen that, right?
Okay, we've got Disturbia. It's from the music video Disturbia.
And then people analyze it and go, the way she's actually bent is impossible to get into that position as a human. And it's like she's making it, you know, the like demon goat thing.
Yeah.
She's in that shape. And like it is actually really interesting.
So wait, is this a conspiracy theory that Rihanna is the devil?
It's a complete conspiracy. The conspiracy comes under the Illuminati thing.
Oh, that she's part of the Illuminati.
You seen the Jim Carrey one where he goes on, was it Jimmy Kimmel? Anyone seen that?
No.
Alex, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel is the late night show one where
in the US.
Celebs go on. He goes on there, and this was a TikTok, by the way. And he goes on there and he just starts talking about how, you know, the Illuminati exists and all this stuff. And the conspiracy is there was no laughing track and everyone in the audience was dead quiet as he was talking about it, and he was being super serious. And they've added in all these laughs to make it sound like it's just like completely, you know,
like
satire,
it's a joke.
Like it's a, you know, satire, whatever. It's a complete joke. But that's a conspiracy thing.
What was Jim Carrey? What was it? Did he give a reason? What was his reason?
I think he was just trying to expose, like, so when I was watching it, I was like, watch this, Jim Carrey exposes Hollywood with that robot voice, and then it leads into the clip. You know what I mean? I'll have to send it to you. I'm sure a lot of people have seen that here.
Interesting.
But it's weird shit, isn't it? What, you ever watch them Illuminati videos back in the day?
Yeah, man, I love a bit of the Illuminati.
With the eye. The way that you fold the dollar note and it makes up some like the Illuminati shit, like it's weird, like. But it's
some of the reaches are funny though.
But does that exist? So obviously, right? Mm-hmm. They say the president is the most powerful person.
U.S. president.
Complete cap, because like Donald Trump was in power. So.
Man, I promise you, the U.S. president has fuck all power. I think I'm with you in the world.
Yeah.
Besides, I would be inclined to say the Russian.
Would you say he's a puppet?
Yeah. Oh, 100%, bro. He is 100% being told what to do, what to say by all the other people.
What you said there, though, like Russian President Vladimir Putin, like he's a Donny.
Bro, he's a bad
man. If there's anyone that's not a puppet, it's him.
No.
He is one of the higher ups.
Yeah. But he doesn't give a shit about
that's
being
what
in front,
think,
bro.
Yeah,
that,
like,
he's
yeah.
a bad man.
But yeah, so there's always like the idea of there is this like new world order, this higher government, this secret government above the president. Nobody knows them. All that kind of stuff. Even the one where... when Elon Musk became the richest person in the world, technically or whatever, when he hit that landmark, and there was people all talking about it on Twitter, there was so many other people like, this man is so far away from being the richest person in the world, because the richest people in the world would never want to be known as the richest people in the world.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, so true.
Yeah, of course. Mate, why would you want that title, right?
Surely you have to look at like the Saudi kingdom.
Yeah.
Like the
families, right?
The families.
Yeah,
those families Rothschilds out there. Bro, it goes way beyond. I think they're just like a public one. You look at the Saudis, bro. They got trillions. Like genuinely, to us, billionaires are insane, yeah? I promise you there's a trillionaire out there.
Oh, of course, man. Or if it's not a single trillionaire, it's definitely a trillionaire family. It's got to be.
It's a family
like,
trillionaire.
It's
got to
be
yeah.
like some, like, you're controlling most of the world. You've got all this power.
Yeah.
We get a lot of comments from Fellas Mysteries asking us to do MH370. Was it the Malaysian
Airline? Oh, the Malaysian Airline.
So You ever heard the conspiracy about that?
Yeah.
There's a really good one about where there was like maybe 8 to 10 people on there. Bear in mind, I could get some of the facts here wrong, and they worked for a really important tech company, or they had like a really important piece of tech or something, and everyone was on that plane, obviously the traveling as a company or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously they've all died, and that has gone into the hands of Rothschilds from that. Maybe he's a benefactor or something, where it goes into him.
Interesting.
And it was a lot of money. The whole thing, it was a big thing. I really can't remember exactly what it was. It'd be good to have that but right now. But that is a crazy conspiracy. People want us to do that.
My biggest thing, right, is with this whole conspiracy that there are people above that are controlling the world, essentially. My biggest thing is with this is that there is so much effort involved in that, and there are so many different things. There's so many moving parts.
Yeah.
That I just feel like it's a bit too much. Like, I think maybe in terms of a country, like for example, there will probably be a group of very elite people that are maybe running the US and maybe talking to other countries and stuff. But in terms of, because there is a conspiracy that there is a family that runs the world.
Yeah.
Right. And I just think that is too far
out of the question. I wouldn't say I think you're right. Like a family that runs the world seems too
extreme.
Much. But let's say let's say an elite group of maybe 10 to 20 people were talking the richest of the rich, they would all be in board meetings, whatever. Yeah. And okay, so you've got the American Donnies that will make sure that the current president Biden
stays in power,
he's in power, and whatever they say goes to Biden goes. And because Biden is seen as the leader of the country, one country completely controlled.
Yeah.
So it does seem like moving pieces, but all you need to do is be controlling the leader of the country, right?
Of one country,
and obviously then you need to be controlling the certain branches like FBI, CIA. No,
but that's what I'm saying. I think it all falls
UN.
As long as you've got
all them covered, right?
No, but that's only like the US, right?
So no, but then like United Nations, the ones that cover Europe, the ones that cover the
East. I think
it's
too much for one set of people, bro. Like it's too much, bro. It's too much.
Nah, but with that money, nothing is ever too much, man. Bro, when you got the trillions like you're suggesting, there is no way it's too much. What can you do with billions? Like think about it. Like there's people like all the conspiracies, Princess Diana, all that kind of stuff. Like people getting killed, all kinds of things. Epstein, billionaires. When you're gone, you can be gone. And so even if you're a billionaire, you're a billionaire yourself.
We're living like Alex Jones right now.
I know, but I'm not saying I completely believe in it, but I just want to be the one pushing that idea that it could exist.
It could exist.
And you're the trying to push it that it sounds too complex.
I think it is. Well, like,
we got to play both sides of the coin,
The devil's
advocate.
That's the one.
It's got to be done. I bet there's so many people that watch this podcast that are like into that conspiracy shit. Because when I was a kid, I'd be sat there watching all these shit videos, and I'd be shilled. Mm-hmm. I'd watch 1 minute of Rihanna Illuminati go.
And I'm actually part of it.
I'd be like, she's fucking Illuminati, boys. It's just what it is, though, yeah.
It's true. No, I did think about that. But yeah, we've actually done quite a few podcasts without a guest recently.
Yeah, well, we had a guest last week, though.
Randolph. Yeah, we had Randolph. But before that, we did like three without. We are trying to get guests on and things like that. We actually we invited the girls' bathroom. Is that what it's called? Girls' bathroom?
Yes.
The girls' bathroom.
No response but girls' bathroom.
It went a little bit like this. Go ahead, Chip.
It was a little bit like, hi, I would love to have you on a podcast. Well, bloody hell, my English there went a bit crazy. Love to have you on a podcast. You're doing a great job, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it went. That's me trying to make a recliner chair slowly creaking in an old house. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what that's got to do with the story.
No, it's like a, silence and air gusting in a Western.
Oh, the tumbleweed going past and you hear just a recliner in the background. Yeah.
Interesting.
We asked both of them when we got complete air, because you guys had actually asked us a lot in the comments saying, get them on. But it's clear that they might think they're maybe too clear.
Yeah.
Maybe they're way too big of a deal for us. That must be what it is.
No one's too big for the fellas.
No, of course fucking not. Those are taking the piss, man.
Yeah. I honestly reckon we could get Boris on air.
Boris, look, we get some interesting offers for guests. Sometimes we think that they would be absolute stinkers.
Give us some guest ideas, but do not say, I know you're going to say it, so I'll just say it ahead, because I think the word W2S is actually banned on the fellas, because Kaz just kept
pissing. No YouTubers.
He is coming in the future, so who would you actually like to see in the upcoming weeks? Like, yeah. Give us a serious suggestion because we can.
Who's doing cool shit?
Like, who's doing cool shit? You've already said you wanted a sleep doctor on.
Yeah, so there's another guy that I want to bring on, and
was it the watch guy?
The watch guy.
Yeah, I and clicked it, which is into a bit rogue. That. I saw his channel then. It's actually popping,
bro. He's so funny.
What does he do?
So he
can he get me a free watch?
Huh?
What?
Can you get you a free watch? Maybe he'll fly over and give us a little watch. Even if it's a Casio, I'll take it, bro. I love a Casio. Anyways, yeah, it's just his name or. It used to be Pride and Pinion was his channel. If you type that in, you'll find out his thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just reviews like YouTubers, rappers, watches. He's really knowledgeable, like super knowledgeable. And I know a few other YouTubers have actually bought watches off him, I think. And he's just so funny. He's just rinsing people. And I think I bet he's got so many interesting stories because the watch business is very elite, very lucrative. And I would just like to hear about shit like that. And it's fun. Like even
that,
when we have,
I'm down for that. That sounds like quite good because it's the watch. Like you said, the watch business is it's a bit of a crazy place. Doesn't sound like it, but when it comes to like rappers and celebs getting watches, like
gonna have some stories.
You ever see that Conor McGregor watch recently where it's like it's almost like a bubble of glass over his hand and it's just fucking mad.
I think it's called a Jacob & Co.
I'm not sure the name. I don't know my watches too well. I'm not a main brand.
Ugly as fuck.
I thought it was fucking mad. Like, really? I won't lie. When I saw it, I was like,
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds ugly as fuck.
You probably could make a case that most people would say it's ugly.
Yeah,
it's one of those ones where it looks so unique that I can see the price.
Definitely like a mil plus.
For me, I'm itching. Especially with what's going on right now, I want somebody in the UFO community to come on. Whether that be Tom DeLonge from fucking Blink-182.
Tell me there ain't a guy called Tom DeLonge.
Tom, that's I've probably absolutely butchered his last name.
Imagine
there,
your last name being DeLonge.
Do you not
DeLonge.
Know who this is? I think he's from Blink-182. He quit the band and became a UFO activist, like a part of the community. Yeah, he literally, that's his thing. And he's like quite renowned in the community for it. He really tries
that
to use his...
sick.
You've got Dr. Stephen Greer, who...
Any UK dons?
That's what I mean. Like, I put off the top of my head, like, I don't know anyone that's still based in the UK or are, like, obviously we would love to have, you know, Bob on here.
Yeah.
Big Bob.
I read some stuff that potentially puts Bob on Fraud Watch.
Bob, there's so much stuff that possibly puts Bob Lazar on Fraud Watch. Yeah. And there's so much stuff that doesn't. Like, it's just one of those, like... There's a lot of up in the air stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that he said that's great. Anyway, yeah, you've got Bob Lazar, you've got Dr. Stephen Greer, you've got this Tom DeLonge Donny. I'd love to have someone on. So if anyone knows any UK UFO Donnies that actually are not complete fucking morons.
Yeah, or like them weird Donnies. Hey, I tell you what would be funny as well, just like a flat earth Don.
Oh my God, a flat earther would be funny. Because you know what? And I remember Harry telling me this once. He knew a guy, and I think you knew him too, that was a flat earther.
Yeah.
And he said, no matter what you... So you would get into an argument with him, right?
Yeah.
And you've got your facts. You know the earth is round, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you would have an argument with him, this flat earther that Harry knew. And no matter what, he will beat you in the argument. Because he comes with like too many like obscure facts and like shit that you can't really counter on the spot.
They twist what you say and then make it mad.
Was he a hollow earther?
Huh? Hollow Earther. Yeah, yeah. Oh, what's the Hollow Earther?
You don't know about Hollow Earth?
What's a Hollow Earth?
So, like, the conspiracy that at the Antarctic, that in the ice wall, this is why, like, there's so, like, little known about that.
About the Antarctic?
It's because beyond that is the entrance to the Hollow Earth. Inside the Earth is another civilization, a greater civilization, whatever, this kind of shit.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking crazy.
So that's why no one goes to the Antarctic, it's not because fucking, it's freezing and there's pretty much no point in going there, but unless
apparently,
you're a scientist.
So there are so many people that believe in this as well.
Really?
Crazy. You got the civilizations in the sea, which are kind of at the moment getting a little bit backed up as well because of the UFOs that recently plunged into the water.
Yeah.
With like literally just go straight in and now people are all like, oh, they're going in the water because there's something down there.
It's their home.
It really could be something. There's a word now as well for UFOs that come from the water. They've got like a special, like submerged from it, like US summit.
Fish UFOs. Underwater UFOs.
It could
UFOs.
Be USO, to be fair. That would work. Unidentified submerged object.
Oh my dear!
I don't think that's it, but I think that would be a good one for it. But yeah, no, it's crazy at the moment.
Hella conspiracies.
We were looking forward to that Pentagon thing, weren't we? And it was fucking pretty ass.
Pentagon. So people Pentagon wondering, report. Pentagon were supposed to, or they did release a
they
report
release
on
a thing,
on UAPs. Is that what?
Yeah,
they
but there was a classified version as
well.
Yeah,
there was a classified.
And
it got released, and it was just a bit like they just sort of acknowledged the fact that they're not sure what a few things are, but like we all.
But the best thing about the entire report was. Before it came out, there were so many people and so many like news outlets and everything saying that it just could be China. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be Russia, it could be China, it could be some other country with that just managed
more advanced
to,
tech.
Managed to do it, managed to break the threshold and make advanced tech. And in, you know, the Pentagon's report, it says we're certain that it is not any other country, which means
it's from outer
space. Well, there's only other one, you know, it's either from the fucking sea or it's from outer space.
Yeah.
I would say outer space, personally. But I think we're getting closer to disclosure. Like, eventually, I think a lot of people on the planet now are like, oh, yeah, they probably do exist. And it just drip feed. And eventually it can be like, guys, they do. And it'll be less panic, right?
It's true. It's because if they do it all in one, it's like, oh my God, there's fucking aliens. Whereas if you drip feed it, everyone's like, yeah, I guess we know there's aliens. They're like, oh shit, what, they look like that? Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, what did they say? If you do it all at once, religions will crumble.
Yeah.
Because everyone will be like, you know, from Islam, Christianity, other
places. They can't explain
that. They'll be like, well, do these aliens believe in the Quran, the Bible? Yeah. And then they'll probably be like, if aliens come down and say, all this religion, all cap.
All cap.
Like
they went, by the way, fellas, you're right. Moses was on fraud one. Yeah. Hold tight, you man, here. Jump in the whip. Let me take you to this new place I got called Saturn V3, baby.
Little thing.
New dimension.
4 light years, baby.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in this one, England win the Euros. Come through. Come check this shit. But we might have won the Euros in this one. Who knows? But we're just filming this too early.
If you could, all right, check me out. Here's one for you. So you get 70.
Yeah.
Okay, you get 70 years old. You're quite a wise man by this time, I'm assuming.
I'm a wise man
You're a wise man, but unfortunately, you are close to, you know, your twilight years, close to death. Uh-huh. You get offered, okay, to say to you, Carl, right, give us 5 mil.
I give you 5 mil?
No, you give whoever running this big company $5 million, pounds, whatever.
I got to give away 5 million pounds.
You get to upload your conscious mind into a computer. Okay, so you'll live in a computer for the next 20 years or 30 years until they can develop the opportunity to transfer you from that computer to another human body or a robot body.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, here's my
phone. And you'll live, it's like living forever. Yeah. So can you do it?
Yeah, of course. Why
but isn't the idea of like life only is so valuable because death exists? No, because
this is the next evolution.
Yeah, you've got to try it, but eventually wouldn't you just want to die?
No. Am I getting old as well in that robot body, or am I like starting?
Like your mind is though. Your mind is getting old.
Surely your mind doesn't really get old. It just gets wiser, like, though, right? Not, it's just your body
all,
that fails
not
you.
Not all your loved ones are going to come with you.
No, not hardly any of them. Like this
is for the elite. Like, okay, so you might have 5 mil because you've done well in life, but you can't say you can have 5 mil to pay for your sister, mother, your girlfriend. You know, you're not going to be able to do that. Okay, it's
so
just
what,
yourself.
Just because they can't come, I shouldn't
maybe,
go.
Yeah, maybe a couple of friends will be able to go, and then maybe you'll find love again, and it might not. You know, it might. Do you get what I'm saying? You're going to live, and all your loved ones will die. Yeah. Would you still do it?
Yeah. I think you'd have to, bro.
But then, like, life. Don't you think life is only valuable because you are going to die, though?
Oh wow, you're on some deep shit, bro. We had a lot of
like you're only enjoying
podcast,
yourself right? now because, you know it's going to end.
Yeah.
But if it was going on forever. Would we even be fucking doing this podcast?
Probably not. Like, you probably wouldn't do shit.
If you knew you wasn't going to die, what would you be doing? What would we be doing if we knew we wasn't going to die? BTS Alex would not be sat there.
No way, bro.
Not a fucking chance.
Well, do you know what? BTS Alex, bro, you know what it could be? Maybe BTS Alex in a previous life had the 5 mil.
Yeah.
And this is him in a new robot body.
Now he's just building up his soul in his next experience.
Do you want to know a conspiracy that I believe in?
Go on.
Everyone else is a robot except for me.
Bro. You've watched a TikTok on this, haven't you?
No, I swear to God, I've been saying this since I was in school. Is there a TikTok on this?
Yeah, well, it's not about being a robot. It was like the idea of in your life, you are the main character.
Yeah.
Like generally, like everything around you is made from your mind,
the Truman
and
Show.
Your consciousness. No, not necessarily. You're living in a simulation. It's just like everything is here for you, and you made this.
Yeah,
that's
see,
the idea.
I see. That makes me sound like really like self-absorbed, right? But and it's I don't know if I necessarily believe it, but it's something I have like thought about. Is the idea that realistically you could just be a robot? And
I could
this
be.
This is
bro.
Just like my
I could
story.
Be. I could be. But to me, but that's crazy, though, isn't it? Because I'm just sat here thinking like maybe you could be as well. But what if we all are?
So wait, do you actually think, so are you actually a real person, Chip? No, on a serious
here's
one, no.
I
on,
think.
I'm being on a level. Are you actually like, are you fucking with me
Mom's
right
life,
now?
Bro,
what?
I'm definitely real, okay? 100%.
So do you go home and you like do
you,
normal person shit?
If you died for at least 1 week, I'm crying, bro. I'll be upset. Yeah, after that week, that's done, bro. I'm collecting my will and I'm busting out.
You ain't in my will yet.
I will be.
Oh, I see what you did there. That was a good pun.
Yeah. Manifesting and being in Kyle's will. I've heard if you sing your manifestations, it's more likely to come true.
Oh, okay, that seems pretty reasonable. So
anyway, it's one I believe in. The conscious mind is not in the brain at all.
Okay.
Okay, so check this out. So I feel like consciousness is everywhere in the universe. It's like a different dimension. And your body. Oh,
this guy's chatting mad shit, Alex.
No, it's complete hypothetical waffle.
Right, okay. The consciousness is in a different dimension.
Yeah, like a dimension that we're fourth dimensional beings,
yeah,
right?
Third dimensional beings.
Maybe it's in the fourth, the fifth, the sixth dimension. Okay. And your body is just a vessel that is connected to wherever that is.
Right.
Okay, when you die, this human body dies. That doesn't mean you're dead. Your soul ain't dead and your conscious mind, if they're connected, are not dead.
Yeah.
That's what we'd hope. Could be complete waffle.
So what happens? Like, you die, but your conscious mind is still alive in a different dimension.
Well, what happened before you were alive? You don't know.
Well, I was dead.
Were you dead? You weren't even alive.
You're doing
that's
too
what
much,
I mean,
bro.
Man. But it's still crazy when you think about it. Where the fuck did you come from? You were just what?
Where
born?
Did you come
what,
from? What, where what, did you go? Where did you come from?
It is crazy.
Yeah, that is mad.
It's a bit too much to think about in a podcast. Sometimes
it is, bro. My head's twisted, and I need another drink to get through the rest of this podcast. It is nuts.
I tell you what, why have a drink?
You want to piss?
Piss break.
All right, you've had your wise. I know I'm gonna need a wise, but it is what it is. I want to talk about something not quite as deep, something that doesn't actually get my brain all sorts of twisted.
My head's blown up off front of this podcast. Yeah. Is my hair sticking up?
No, your hair is down, bro. You look good right now, actually, bro.
Thank you, dog.
But seriously, I want to talk about Love Island this year.
Oh, God. You're talking to the wrong fucking person, mate.
I'm not going to
lie,
man.
This is the most draining show.
Draining show. I say this is the worst season I've watched yet. Now, admittedly,
there is no good seasons, brother.
No, there is. No, trust me. Like, I've been a fan of Love Island every other season except this one, right? And... how can I put this well? The people are just mind-numbingly boring this time. To me, anyways.
What makes them normally fun, though? Because I swear they're all
the drama.
Morons.
No, they're not. They're not. They're actually really like a lot of the time they're funny. Like, yeah, okay, mate, look. They're not winning a Nobel Peace Prize anytime soon.
No, I like that. I remember one show that had that Ken Donny on it. I liked him. I don't know what it was about him. I liked him.
Nothing about Barbie and Ken, no.
No, I swear there's a guy... Kem. Yeah, you got to remember, I'm not a Love Island fan, so I don't really know my stuff. Those two,
they were funny.
That clip of Chris going, does anyone want me to rap?
To lighten the mood a bit. Yeah,
like,
that was so funny. But that's what I'm saying, like previous Love Island shows I've been a big fan of, and I've actually genuinely enjoyed the show. This year, I don't know what it is, right? And I have a feeling what they've tried to do this year has made it as inclusive as possible because they want different people, blah, 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 blah. But they've played it so safe to the point where they're worried about, they're worried about them not being inclusive enough. So they don't get the funniest. They don't get the people that are going to clash. The whole reason why this show worked is because people get annoyed at other people. People clash and everyone's good looking. So the point where there's no one like, oh, I only like this person. Everyone likes everyone. And that's what causes the problem, right? And anyone is happy to leave another person for another person because everyone on it is attractive, right? But this year they haven't done that. And there's obvious people which are more attractive than everyone else. And so what happens is that everyone just going for like this one person.
And the
personalities just ain't, they're just boring, man.
Have they ever done like a celebrity version of Love Island?
No, it wouldn't work.
Would it not work?
No, because the whole reason why I love it is because it, like just the absolute savagery there. Imagine all celebrities, no one would just really care that much because guess what? When they leave the villa, they just pick any Instagram model they want anyways.
That's very true. Yeah, so Love Island ain't for me. I just feel like it's like mind numbing. Like it's like that content that numbs the mind. Yeah, there are some funny bits in it for sure, but like especially when you know that half of it is literally just scripted. That makes it a little bit worse. Scripted stuff is fine, but it's just like when they try and pass it off as real, that annoys me. Like same with, you know, wrestling back in the day.
Yeah.
I could never get it back into that because I'd just be watching it like, bro, he's fucking not punching him.
Yeah. No, like, I would agree with you.
And he's like, and all the boys are like, oh my God, and he's hitting him. I'm like, bro, he's not touching his fucking face.
Yeah.
But I guess some people love that and it's still entertainment, I guess.
It is. It is entertaining. I'd like to get a guy that's been on Love Island on the show at some point, because I want to talk about the secrets behind it. Yeah,
I would like to know like what goes on behind closed doors. Mm. Like, do they really enjoy it? Is it, you know, because I've heard about Pieface when he went on Big Brother.
But by the way, to those listening, Pieface is like a big FIFA Twitch streamer.
Yeah, he's a FIFA Twitch streamer. He's really popular. He's actually a very nice and funny guy. Yeah,
hilarious.
And he was in Big Brother Clubs. And he was just talking about how...
No, but he was on Big Brother Clubs, but he was also on Big Brother, the actual show.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, he was...
We're not talking about Simon's show here.
No, he was on the actual original Big Brother, not the celebrity one. It was like before he became a streamer. Yeah. And he was talking about how like they won't feed you and they'll play alarms to get you out of bed and shit, doing all this kind of crazy shit.
What, to fuck you up a bit?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a bit of like human torture.
And I'm just like, bro, like the shit they'll do just to get a little bit of entertainment for TV is mental. Like, it's really scumbag, like scummy.
And
I guess Love Island are trying to watch themselves now because they've been under heat for what's happened in the past.
Yeah, because they've had a few...
if they have one more serious issue like that, that show is done.
Yeah, seriously.
It was like with Jeremy Kyle, the whole show got cancelled because... like,
one person topped themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that. Like, there have been a lot of mental health issues coming from the show.
Do you know what it is, though? Is now, keep in mind, I'm not fully aware of the details about all the incidents that have happened, but one reason I could see playing a part in it is, so when you go into Love Island, right, you are, you know, don't take this wrong, but you are, for the most part, a nobody, right?
Yeah,
in the sense that nobody knows who you are outside of your friendship.
You might be funny and good looking, but the reality
nobody
is
really
you're not.
Or if you're Instagram, because they do sometimes bring on like a couple like Instagram models, but you're talking like 10K.
Yeah,
50K.
Yeah.
We're not counting that. And what happens is they go on this show and they are skyrocketed into stardom, into fame, followers, everything, right? And the thing is, they don't see the progression. So you and me, we start here and we see the progression as our career goes on. More and more people know us. We get used to everything, the pressure, what people say to us. We build a thick skin. And you, as you progress through your career, you learn to deal with different problems that arise through being more and more known. The difference is when you go into Love Island, it's 0 to 100 to the max, right? I would even say it's 0 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. And then you come down
because
to 100
a few months later. Because you're subjected to like one of the biggest shows with the biggest, you know, ratings on TV ratings.
There's so many
like
people
viewers,
watch this.
Mm-hmm. Like you're going from, you know, living your life with 5K Instagram followers to jumping on a show that maybe 3 million people are going to watch first episode. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah,
like,
maybe more. I don't know the exact numbers, but yeah.
So the thing is, and then they come out of that, right? And they go, oh my God, wow, this is amazing. I'm loving the attention. Everyone's, you know, I'm getting loads of free shit. And to be honest, I'm making boatloads of money here.
Yeah, you're making bags.
They're making serious peas.
But like, how many weeks do you have to go before you start like getting good followers and good money? What would you say?
To be honest, mate, if you're pretty like, you know, a good character on there, I would say like probably like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Do you reckon, how long do you reckon?
And it goes on for
on
like
Love
8 weeks.
I reckon if you went on Love Island, how long do you think you make it?
I don't think anyone fucking picks me, to be honest, mate. Like, I would be going on there as the skinniest
don't worry,
fucking
me,
bloke.
Me and you the same, man.
Two skinny runs. Imagine, like, all I ever thought, right? You know when sometimes at the beginning what they ask is they say, okay, girls, step forward for who you would, if you would like to date or couple up with this man.
Yeah.
Yeah? And nobody goes forward. And then everyone went there like, ooh, wow, no one went forward. I'm there looking at everyone thinking, if you think anyone's stepping forward for anybody in this room, you lost your damn fucking mind. And I just find it so funny how on Twitter and stuff, everyone's there like, oh my God, lol, look at Charlie. I don't know their fucking names,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
Charlie,
true.
No one stepped forward from it. It's like,
God, right, the Donnie Stone TV doing his
bro,
thing.
Bro, it takes bollocks to
takes
do that
bollocks.
Shit, right?
It's like that lights, do you remember that show? Can't remember. Fuck, the one where you had to turn the lights on and off.
No lighty, no lighty.
Like, yeah, that
take
was
me
it.
Out, take me
take
out.
Me out. Man, that one looks bollocks. A bit scary. Like, you just stood there, you've got 20 girls lined up on each side or whatever, and the lights go all off. It's happened before.
Yeah.
You gotta respect people that go on these shows.
But, yeah, so they come out, they've got insane stardom levels, and they're loving it. They're getting paid good money. The most part, they're getting ripped off anyways, but they're making a lot more money for what they were previously doing in the previous job.
Yeah, and again, a lot of gifted.
Hella gifted, bro. And to be honest with you, you know, when that first comes, for the first year, you're there like, wow, this life is sweet. The issue then comes the year 2, year 3, year 4, right? after these shows happen, okay? Because you're now used to, you're loved, people are interacting with you, people love you, right? But after that year, and they've said, you know, a lot of these companies will only sign up these reality TV stars to 6 month contracts.
What, like after Love Island?
After, well, I don't know about Love Island, but reality stars in general, they get signed up to 6 month management contracts because management don't believe that they're worth anything after those 6 months. Right now, there's definitely exceptions. You can look at Molly May. She has absolutely crushed it. She's probably been the most successful person to come off of a show like that.
Was she in the last one?
The one before that.
So is it? Would you say Molly May and Tommy Fury are the most successful?
I don't know about Tommy. I don't know about Tommy, but Molly May for sure.
It's hard to gauge because Tyson Fury's brother.
Tommy probably definitely helped by being with Molly for sure. Yeah. But for the most part, everyone else will just completely fall off and go into irrelevancy. And that can be really difficult for people to deal with because you got shot into it. You live the absolute life for an entire year. And then after that, you're not getting hit up the same way you were before. The money that you're earning is a lot less. We're talking like pretty dramatic decreases into that. And in fact, there's people that have been on those shows that are now going back into regular work.
Really?
Yeah, which is not surprising. Absolutely normal. Yeah, and there's nothing to be ashamed of by going into regular work again.
What, like that? Are you talking like the winners and stuff?
Not necessarily the winners, but the people that made a name for themselves on the show, and they come out, they do really well, and then after the year they start tailing off, and then you know 3 years after the show they're maybe back working, whether it be at Tesco, whether it be wherever it is, they maybe haven't managed their money very well, whatever it is, and they are suffering from like really bad depression. They're constantly getting recognized and unfortunately even mocked to the point where, you know, someone's walking around, they're working at Tesco or whatever. And I seen a case, you know, the people are giving them shit like, oh, what happened? You were on Love Island, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but you have to understand this is instant success that very rarely is continued after, well, according to management companies, 6 months.
Yeah.
But it'd be
really good to, if you do get accepted to go on Love Island and you know you're going in, it'd be really good to go in with a plan for afterwards. I feel like a lot of them probably don't go on with that. And then the second they're off the show, they think, yeah, this is it. I'm just waiting. I'll let all the money come to me. But if you were really smart about it, which, you know.
It's tough though,
It's tough to do, but it would be good to go in with the idea of the second you get out, you've got someone ready on hand. Maybe it'd be a friend or maybe you know someone works in the media business, whatever, to help you and be like, right, we're going to get these brand deals. We're going to get this, and this. This money will come in. This will be saved.
So I've heard that what happens is actually that when they go into Love Island, now this could be absolute cap because this is just hearsay, is that ITV actually signed them to management contracts.
So ITV manage them.
So ITV will, you know, you can sign with a management. You may have noticed, but there's always the same set of management companies that will represent these Love Island stars, if you want to call them that, whatever. But ITV say to these management companies, we'll give you will allow you to represent these people, but we take 40%. Of what they make.
40.
And to anyone that doesn't know, the average management percentage ranges between 15 and 20 in our industry.
That's what we would never go above.
ITV say we take 40% I don't know what the tender, but again, like I said, that's all hearsay. I don't know whether that's true, but it just goes to show like these are taking a lot of money off these people. So, you know, it might look like, wow, they must have loads of money, but They don't have that much money.
40% is a fucking... Yeah. That's a shed load.
It's a bump.
That's crazy, man. And what? So how long is Love Island on for now?
I think it's like 8 weeks. Could you check that, Alex? I think Love Island... Usually it's a couple of months.
We uploaded a Mysteries late and we uploaded it during football and Love Island.
Oh, that
was
fucking stupid.
And the initial hours, it tanked so hard. Fortunately, Mysteries is popular, so it did come back with a fucking bang. But Jesus Christ, the first hour.
The second
Love Island... So you guys can't see it, but on YouTube we have a... We can see the views per minute of the videos. And the second that Love Island had finished and football had finished, it went right back up. It was crazy. And Cal messaged me saying, if you guys didn't know, this is how popular this shit is, Love Island and football.
It was just a real stinky day. You know, it is what it is. Anyways, look, I wanted to, we don't, sorry, say that again, Alex. It is 8 weeks. Excuse me.
I can't wait for it to end because it's affected uploads.
Yeah, it is. It is. But yeah, no. Anyways, guys, let us know. Maybe we need to catch up on Love Island so we can chat about it because I know it is obviously super popular with our audience. Maybe we should catch up and put a bit of effort into it. But anyways, let's play our favorite game. Fact or Cap.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, last time I did this.
I already know the passcode.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, my bad, bro. Last time I did this, I went, okay, wait. I've got beef, Chip. Yeah. Last time I did this, now everyone laughed at me going, oh, and seven. I got whitewashed in Factor Cap, but I've got beef. And I don't really have it with BTS, Alex, because although he puts together the Factor Cap, he raised some good points. But it's important to note, the one I've got beef with is, in fact, about when was the first human virus discovered. Now, I said it was in the 1800s. And people backed me when we put it on our TikTok account. And there was a lot of evidence to support that the first human our first human virus was in like 1888 or some shit like that, right? But unfortunately, it was discovered, or they put their brains together and they realized that it existed in the early 1900s. But realistically, the first human virus was in 1800s. So I would like to absolve myself of a whitewash, and I would like to claim a 1-6.
7 and oh, Alex was right. It was, he did say discovered, I think, and that's the episode. Bro, viruses.
Yeah,
would have,
but
bro,
the human.
No,
one.
No, a human virus would have existed in 1600s, bro. They just never discovered it because they were all a little like
whatever,
too thick
man.
Back then.
Whatever, I
you
ain't
got
getting
seven.
Anyway,
old,
come on, Factor Cap me. I'm ready. I'm gonna redeem myself. Come on,
redo. Don't look, but read.
Okay, I can just
redo it. Just don't look. There you go. Thank you, brother. Okay, so Factor Cap, you should be getting this first one so easily, so easily.
Mm-hmm. Come on, baby. Give
I know
me the
I
news.
Wouldn't be getting this one wrong. Okay, fact or cap? Venus is the hottest planet in the solar system.
Venus? Nah, it's the sun. That's cap. That is cap. Come on. I got that right. I know I got
well,
that
the
right.
The sun is a star. So oh, that's definitely not, that's not a thing, bro.
Nah, it's cap. It's cap. I know. Anyways, look, bro.
No.
It's cap.
No,
Venus
no.
ain't the hottest, bro. Otherwise, people would, like, okay. There would be a rapper's bar like, yo,
yeah,
black
like
girl
it.
Moving like Venus, hottest thing since I put my pee in. You know what I'm trying to say, bro? It's like something like that. There's no way. The
There's
rapper
no way
would
you've got this right by comparing it to a fucking thing.
Yeah.
What's the closest planet to the sun?
The mad hot one, bro. Oh, God.
And it ain't Venus.
It's Mars. Come on now.
No, the closest planet to the sun is not Venus. It's
It's Pluto. Mercury, obviously.
Yeah,
so it's Mercury.
So, no, it is Venus. That was a fact.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Seriously?
No cap, baby.
Venus is the hottest. What? We got a temperature on
Mercury
Venus.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, I'm pretty sure, but Venus is the hottest because there's a dense atmosphere and it keeps the heat inside.
Damn, I met this girl on Instagram.
By the way, Mars is further away than Earth. How did you say Mars?
Bro, I was just chatting, bro.
You were
relax.
Capping, weren't you, for the...
Huh? 475 degrees Celsius. That's the surface temperature.
Okay, so on one. No.
Fuck,
surprise.
Man,
oh my God, Kyle. You have to get more than two. All right,
come on,
please,
come on,
bro.
Come on, bro.
Okay, next one, guys. Last Christmas by Wham! Exclamation mark. Has never reached number one in the charts.
Last Christmas, I gave you
Is that
my
the song?
Heart.
But the very next day,
you gave
it away.
Nah, that man never got number one. Do you want to know why? It's because Simon Cowell used to fuck it up with X Factor every time. I think Wham was way before X Factor.
Bro, I think this is an old song, though.
Oh, shit.
Think about it.
Nah, do you know what? There's no way you would put... Wait. Shut up for 1 second, Chip, because there's no way you would put this in here if it was... Cap, because it's a crazy stat, right? That they never got number one. So you I know what you lot are trying to do. You're trying to be like, oh my God, he's definitely gonna think that this is cap because it's such a popular song. It's definitely hit number one. So for that reason, I'm gonna say that Wham never got number one. They never got a number one.
And you got it right, baby!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Money, baby.
That's a fact. Last Christmas has never reached number one in the charts.
You think that tune?
All right, okay. Another music one. You need to chill out here. It's Gorillaz.
Oh, I love the Gorillaz.
Oh no, it's not a movie.
It's not a music one. No, we're actually
talking
about Gorillaz.
Okay, we're talking about Gorillaz. Gorillas have the same blood type as humans. Type A, B, AB, and O.
Facts. That's facts, baby. Because let me tell you what, bro. I believe in evolution, and we came from them, man, over there. Like 100% facts. Give me the 2-1, baby.
Well done, brother.
Thank you. You're my guy. I told you 2-1, baby.
You got it wrong. It's cat. Wait, really? Gorillas, they are all type B.
There's no variety.
There's no variety in them guns, and that's why they're living in trees, bro.
Yeah, for real, man.
Well, we be living in luxury villas.
We're doing podcasts now. Have you ever seen a gorilla do a podcast? No.
Well, maybe, aren't I? That was a joke about me
being
a gorilla.
Why are you a gorilla? You ain't a gorilla. You're a little bitch.
Because I'm a big guy. What?
Yeah, all right, cool. Next one. Come on, bro. I'm 1-3 right now. 1-2. 1-2.
1-2. 1-2. Come on, baby. Okay. There have never been more than 1 billion emails sent in a day on record.
No, this hasn't. Bro, if you deep a billion emails... Oh, wait, but what about all the spam and the junk, bro? I get about 50 to 100 a day. Yeah, there has been a billion. There has been a billion. The amount of fucking spam shit that I get, 100%, bro, there's been a billion.
Okay. So you are saying
that is true. What's the thing?
There have never been.
So cap. That's cap.
Yep.
There
has and guess been. What, baby? You're fucking right. It's yeah. cap. 160 yes! billion emails are sent per day.
160 billion.
Yep.
This is what I told you, bro. I knew it, bro. Those spam little bastards.
What are you? You're 2-2, bro. This is bro, a good comeback.
I'm hotting up right
we
now.
We got 3 left. I need you to shine. I need you to fucking use that brain of yours right now because a baby has more.
Come on.
No, you've spelt this wrong, fella. Yeah, fucking.
Come on.
A baby has 94 more bones than an adult.
That no way. It's not possible, bro. You lot are fucking think I'm taking.
I don't
piss
come
here.
Up with these, bro. So don't get at me.
Bro, you think I'm taking the? You lot are taking me for a fucking mug. You think what? The bones just dissolve into
a
thin
baby.
Air. What you think bones just dissolve into thin air? Of course, a baby ain't got 94 more bones than an adult. What do we? It just disappear to fall out our ass? Of course not. Bro.
It must do because it's a fucking fact.
And so how the hell explain that to me.
So a baby has
300 bones.
And
baby's bones fuse together.
Baby will have nothing when we
wow.
keep it.
Wow.
What?
Bro, that is some horse shit, by the way. The fact that you lot just cut a bone in half and you call it 2 bones. That's one bone cut in half. That's what that is.
A horse shit is probably bigger than a baby.
A horse shit is bigger than a baby. No doubt.
No doubt.
I see. It's some of Theo's.
All right. You're 3-2. Like, you're
I need to get these next 2 right to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will this be your first Factor Cap win on the Fellas
Come
podcast?
Come on, baby.
Okay. Because right now you're looking like the inferior co-host, bro. And it's low-key embarrassing.
It's sad.
You got to remember who sat opposite you here.
Yeah. You know? The biggest spesh of all time, right? Come on.
Yeah. I'm special to my mother. You piece of shit.
All right, come on.
Okay, anyway. Oh, is this tough? The spoon was invented in 1000 BC. That means before Christ, Cal.
That's actually before Cristiano Ronaldo, but sure.
Don't say that's Christian D.
1000 BC, a spoon. So can I just say something? Yeah. If this is... cap, okay, and it ends up being actually it was 1020, yeah, and I'm like 20 years off, like I will be counting that as
bro,
because
remember,
let me tell you, they've been having spoons
bro,
for
I'm
a minute.
I'm the host here. I'm Chris. What's the guy that hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Chris Tarrant.
Yo, but I'm trying to think, like, did Jesus have a spoon?
By the way, that's our next show. We're gonna do a little mini Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on a show.
Has Chris Tarrant used a spoon in 1000 BC? I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the picture of like
don't
Jesus
worry,
I'm gonna help you cheat.
See, I don't cheats on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire by the coughing crowd.
Nah, wait, so say it again, the question?
I don't know, it's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, no cheating, boss.
Oh. Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, the question was, the spoon was invented in 1000 BC.
Fact. Wait, before Christ, wait a second. Wait. Before Christ. By the way, can I get a good question? Is Jesus Christ?
That, yes.
Is Jesus, yeah, it's because it's Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's his name. So it's before that. So before Jesus, did they have spoons? They had spoons. Of course they had spoons. It's true.
I know we think it's all cap, but.
It's true.
And guess what, brother?
It is
You're
true.
Right. It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah, come on, baby.
Come on, baby. You already know. Money's money. Fuck of course, you, BTS bro. Alex. I'm on Team Cal right now.
Let's go. Right. Win. So, by the way, I'm all tied up right now. If I win this, it's 4-4. Or wait, is what is it? 3-3? 3-3. Wait, what? BTS Alex just said he's got some news.
You
what's
fucked
the news?
Him up.
So,
so
the question about Wham, Last Christmas, never getting number one.
So, wait, we're going.
You got it right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's okay.
Okay, so supposedly guys, Wham just got it this year.
Quick recap. The question I asked earlier about Last Christmas by Wham, it's never reached number one. It was true until this year, so we're just going
to... Nobody counts Corona year anyways.
No,
2020 don't even count.
Bro, I'm not even 27 this year. I'm 26.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm having
so,
it. Right,
so I don't count.
I'm all tied up at
3-3. You're all tied up with a final question.
Come on, baby. This is it. Give me
Callum Airy, son of Pete. Big Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever your mum's name is, Fiona. Trees existed before sharks. Fact or cap?
That's a mad question, bro.
That's a fucking good one, isn't it?
It did. They did. They did actually legit. Nah, did they? Oh, fuck. Nah, this.
Bro, you got to think logically about the planet here, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking about evolution right now. Bro, I'm going
But you also got to think about the fucking planet.
Bro, there was chat about there
you
just
You ever watched
being
dinosaur
the
documentaries, right?
Yeah. Nah.
What did you see in dinosaur documentaries?
Trees, bro. I always saw trees. They
did you?
Had trees. Yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
Did you see trees? Or what? Did you just see bro, trees? Did you just see trees in the Jurassic World?
So this is my
films?
Big problem right now, Chip. Yeah. So I'm going back. I'm on my David Attenborough shit right now, okay? Because I'm thinking, right? That there are obviously, but before continents like separated and moved apart, there was a big continent called like, it wasn't called Patagonia yet, but it was one of them P words.
No,
it
you're not. You're not wrong.
Pangea.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah. Pangea. You're on it. You're on it.
So they were talking about Pangea, right?
How many years ago was that dinosaur?
Just shut up for 1 second while I just speak my mind right now, okay? So on they're on their Pangea shit, okay? And at some point, do we reckon that the whole world was just water? I don't think so.
It was never just water, was it?
It was never. So that meant that there had to be a little bit of an island. Little Pangea was there, and little Pangea must have had one tree in order for this to start. So I would say sharks came after the tree. Sharks came after the tree. Now give me my dub on this damn show.
Unlock the phone.
Oh, I can't. Wait, I gotta do it. There you go. You're good. So I believe that trees were before a shark. There ain't no way Megalodon came after a tree.
You've not been rumbled.
I got it. Trees were first.
No. Cap.
Wait, what? Hey, what?
Another rail for calamari.
So wait, you're telling me the megalodon was rolling around before
well, you didn't
a
say
tree.
Megalodon, but sharks came before trees, apparently, according to BTS Arts. I tell you what, brother, I would have got that one wrong too. Because trees,
bro,
I thought trees were early doors, brother.
Bro, trees were early doors.
Yeah, they were doing up oxygen for us. Plants,
hold
all that shit.
Hold
yeah.
tight, oxygen.
Yeah. But what, you got sharks cutting about before trees?
What the hell have sharks done
Where's
for us?
Where's the proof on that?
Anyways, I need a wise. Let me go take a toilet. I'm pissed off again. I lost. Always pissed me off.
I'm starving.
All right, Chip. I've drained my bladder and I'm feeling good. You actually managed to snack on, by the way, the roguest flavor, barbecue
beef.
Hula hoops.
Yeah, so beef. Fucking good. Barbecue beef hula hoops.
Beef hula hoops is disgusting, bro.
You ain't lived. Don't chat to me about flavor.
Bro, the best hula hoops are original. Give me that vanilla shit. Anyways.
That's outrageous. What, ready salted?
Bro, just standard, bro. Stop playing. Anyways, guys, as always, we like to ask you for your submissions, your questions. And today's topic was...
It's different.
Give us your worst porking stories. And you guys, let me tell you, you have come through. Now, BTS Alex has gone and put together some gems here. So we'll start off with a fella named...
Oh, fucking Pablo.
Pablo says... So me and my baby mama started dating, but she went away for school and we didn't see each other much for the next 6 months. It was a couple days every 5 weeks when she would come back. After she was back for summer break, we got a hotel room to spend some quality time. I like that. I like a hotel room.
You do like a bougie hotel room.
Yeah,
that's
like a bougie one. I can't imagine like hyping someone up for like a travel lodge, you know?
Nah, but like life sometimes.
No, I know. But like, if you're gonna do like just one night,
you gotta save a bit of money, at least Premier Inn.
Unless you're a student,
yeah.
Then I feel like you should just save a little bit of money. Take it to
Premier Inn. The only thing Premier
is what you're in. Oh my God, what? My bars are outrageous.
I thought the slogan was everything's premier, but the price. That's what it was, wasn't it?
Jesus, that them good just slogan, free promo. Man. Anyway, sorry, we're getting carried away here. So yeah, anyways, they got a hotel room to spend some quality time. But when it came time, when it came to the time to pork, I pulled a chip, and my meat scepter was as soft as an old banana.
Oh no, was he bevved?
I don't know. Homie said I cried about it in the bathroom.
Shouldn't be laughing at that,
bro. No, you can't be crying about it. Like you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, bro, you got to hype your little man up.
Yeah, like it's okay to like go soft on a moment, you know, on a time, on a woman. It's okay to go soft on a woman.
It's okay, bro. Why are you crying like that? What is wrong with you? You got to
pop some ashwagandha pills.
Some ashwagandha pills. Yeah, are you promoting some illegal shit on this? Like, that doesn't sound
right.
No,
it's all illegal, bro. I bought some on Amazon, saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently the medical is bigger.
Yo, is it working or what?
Well, I've only taken 4 pills, 2 a day, 1,000 mg. I bought it for the other benefits, okay, brother. But apparently, this is one of the things all the like teenage boys keep saying. They call them the glizzy pills.
The glizzy pills.
It's obviously complete cap because that's not what they do. But they do have other health benefits, and I definitely did not buy them for the glizzy enhancements.
That's unreal. Anyways, the good news is, guys, if you want a success story about our man Pablo, it turns out that he now has a kid together and has been almost 7 years. So even if
my boy went from can't get the glizzy up to cried and then he's just got a kid.
Well yeah, okay, well it says that she heard me and comforted me the rest of the night. This is the biggest L I've ever heard.
So what, he's crying in the bathroom about his glizzy, she comes in and she goes, don't worry about the glizzy.
Yo, that's a queen right there.
That's a queen. That's a queen. That's
and he's
queen.
Managed to hold that queen close to him for 7 years, and they've got a kid now. Anyways, we've got Felita. Her name is
Patricia.
Hey, fellas, this isn't so much about the porking going wrong, but what happened during it. Okay. My ex once said my best mate's name in the middle of us porking.
Oh my God, that is so bad.
My God. Safe to say, I was immediately turned off and didn't finish. Him doing that should have been the warning sign for things to come. And they broke up. Oh my God. What would you, okay, on a real one, what would you do? The girl you're dating
and says, she just goes, Cal.
She says my name. She says, Cal Freezy. What are you like on a real one? What are you doing, bro?
Oh, bro, I'm going through my fucking training arc. Like, I'm about to hit. Like, I'm. You see, black and white screen. Everything goes to black and white.
Uh-huh.
Rocky tune starts playing. Eye of the Tiger. I'm in the gym. I'm running upstairs. Next thing you know, I'm on Love Island.
Uh-huh.
I'm poking women left and right.
Well, obviously you're sacking her off, and you got to get.
I even start poking men.
Poking men? That sounds nuts.
I missed off an R. I meant porking.
So you're poking men. You're just porking whatever you can get your hands on. What about you and me? Are we still boys?
I've gone to Sin City.
Are we still boys?
I've gone to Pork City. Yeah, you're coming with me. In fact, you've let me pork you to make up for the fucking for the atrocious crimes that she's done.
Anyways, Patricia, look, that is a madness. And look, yeah, the fact that you still stayed with him after that is just she's a fool for that one.
Yeah.
She's a fool for that one. Anyways, we got a fella. His name is
Sam
said, hey fellas, love the pod. This story happened about 3 months ago. This girl wanted me to take her virginity and I wanted to pork her badly, so I took the chance. So we do some foreplay to get each other in the mood, and I asked her if she could give me a blowjob. When I tell you that she blew on my meat scepter like it was a birthday candle, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That is outrageous. She's there acting like she just taken a spoonful of apple crumble and it's too hot, and she's like,
no, but maybe like maybe it's like a hidden technique where you blow out, get all the air out your lungs, and then you go in with the big it's a fucking Dyson 3000, man. Oh,
gave him that Dyson. Yo, yeah. That's what they're calling it. Instead of like that Glizzy 3000, it's that Dyson.
Dyson.
I'm giving, like, yo, when I get home, I'm giving you that good Dyson. I swear to God.
I like that. Dyson sales are rising.
Yeah, the stock price up.
They owe us.
Oh my God. Yeah, let me get, you're trying to get a a bit of Dyson tonight? Yo, I'm trying to get some Dyson tonight.
Is this that story or are you talking
about? No, I'm just saying that would be just like, that's a good little saying you got there. Anyways, she ended up getting of the hang of it until she freaked out about it growing more in her mouth.
Well, that's what
he's
do,
going
though.
In. He's going in there with a half chub, and she can't believe that the little man just keeps doubling in size.
Oh my god, he's gone in there with a milk bottle.
He's gone in there
you
with
know
the
them little milk bottle sweets. He's gone in there with
yeah. He's gone in there with the
the fucking drumstick squashies.
Oh, I love a squashy.
Those are peng, by the way, especially so the rhubarb
you
ones.
Get the rhubarb custard one.
Fuck, that shit is different.
I'm trying to give them the Dyson.
Yeah, I would.
Anyway, needless to say, I was laughing too hard and probably ruined her first time due to that. Love you, boys. Keep entertaining. Anyways, yo, shout out for you just powering through.
Well,
that.
I don't understand. What, she been watching reverse porn or something? Why is she blowing her dick? Yeah, it ain't on fire. Shit don't have crabs, or maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Maybe she thought, like, yeah.
Maybe it gives you, like, a weird... what if you gave it, like, you done your thing to it, and then you blew on it and give you, like, a cold sensation? Could do. But I'm trying to pull up some science on that. Anyways, guys, we got another Felita. Shout out all the Felitas tuning in today. What you got, Chip? Give me a name.
Amrita.
No, you can't do that. You Molly.
Oh, that's a bit shit.
Molly, you ever watch Molly's Game? That's a good one.
Huh? Molly's Game. That's about poker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a banger.
Yeah. What about Stephanie?
Stephanie said, my ex got excited from the thought of being caught in the act. Ooh. I swear there's a fetish for that. Being caught in the act.
Yeah, no, there's people that love watching, like they'll pay to watch you bang the husband or the wife. Yeah,
that's a cuck though, isn't it?
Yeah, like that's what you it's might like. Be right. Cut. Is some, that what it is? Like you pay that. For?
I don't know if you pay for it, but like you say, like, oh, will you bang my wife? Like, I want to watch you bang my wife. I'm pretty sure you're.
We know someone. We actually know someone in personal. He was telling me the story the other day about how he got asked for this couple to like bang the woman, and the man gets to watch, but never followed up on the story.
Would you do that if you were single?
If I was single, yes.
Yeah. That'd be an alpha move, right?
Of course, and I'll look him dead in the eye and I'll be like, you
are a cuck.
Are a fucking cuck. And then he'll probably punch me in the face and then I'll...
No, because that's what he likes. That's the whole point, bro. So he'd probably get turned on by that.
What? And then
yeah,
what?
Yeah, so you'd be like, you're a little bitch, and you fucking like...
Bang him too.
Anyways, yo, we're getting mad distracted here. Anyways, so this Felita named Molly... said that she so my ex got excited from the thought of being caught in the act but didn't tell me, so whenever he'd invite me round his house he'd wait until his mom was home from work to make any moves. I didn't catch on to that. That was until the third time round when we were actually caught by his mom. Embarrassed is an understatement. Yo, that's nuts. Have you ever heard of danger wanks?
Bro, this
is like a next level danger wank.
I invented danger wanks. I'm part of that group. I'm in that game. Was there doing that shit early doors.
You ever play Mum Come Quick?
Oh, all the time.
That you're tapped, bro.
No, that shit was tapped. Crazy. Like, it just made life good. Yeah, but you'd be on the headset with your boys. You'd be like, yo, do it. I'll be like, no, I'm not doing it. I'll be like, yeah, do it.
What,
you're
bussing it on while you're on
party
chat?
What, you never
boys?
Heard of a mute button?
Oh, okay.
Trust me, bro. I had that 360 wireless headset that you clipped on the air. Money.
So you're getting off to Gary in your ear telling you that your shit is
no,
search and destroy.
No, like you take that shit off and you go.
Okay.
Your mum's coming up, you hear the steps, boom, 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 you bust.
Damn, you sound like a pro. All right, here we go.
Don't
next up, we got another Felita.
That. You've done that.
I ain't done that. That's not my vibe, bro. Felita, her name is?
Her name is Sashqua.
All right, what about Sasquatch?
Sasquatch, that's the name of a big yeti, right?
Yeah, I think so. All right, we got Sasquatch tuning in today. She said, the first time I had sex, it happened to be a threesome. I actually know a girl that her first time was a threesome. And it was with a YouTuber, that's nuts.
JJ.
No, I'm not. I'm only giving out fucking names. It wasn't JJ, though. It was consensual, but it was my boyfriend and some guy we met at the bar and I. Okay, so, wait, what? So it was her boyfriend, but she was... still a virgin at the time with her boyfriend and then some guy we met at the bar. And it was going good until that guy started sucking our toes. Eh? Yo, my man was sucking 20 toes. Literally 20 toes.
No. So wait, he's sucking both girls' toes?
And that's all he did all night. Nah, it's a guy, it's a one girl, two guys, and the guy's sucking the guy's and the girl's toes. And supposedly that's all he did the whole night. So basically it was that's just me and my boyfriend porking night. And a guy just sucking our toes.
Yo, that, no.
That is tapped.
That ain't it, Chief. That ain't it. That is
was your boyfriend Jake from Love Island?
Is Jake no one get that. Dunny.
So Jake from Love Island got like a foot fetish, I think.
Really?
Yeah, he likes toes. Sheesh. All right, here we go. Next up, we got another Felita. You know, the Felitas are our job with these porking stories. So come through, give me a name, Chip.
Lacey.
Lacey says, not that the sex went wrong, but my ex-boyfriend's mum just about walked in on us porking and we had his birthday dinner right after. Mortifying that we just had to sit there as if nothing just happened. Not only that, but she sent me a text after she caught them. To the boy. Yeah, and this is what the text said.
Okay, go on.
Well, that was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I didn't know Lacey was here. Never noticed her car because there were so many in the street. Was going to happen at some point, I guess. And then the monkey emoji with the hands over the eyes.
She wanted to get involved.
Mom was there like,
let me
get on that incest shit, bro. That is not so. Imagine that. Like, not only that, but they have that to go down wild. For his birthday dinner. And they all just got to sit there like.
That's not the one. That ain't good. I hope they didn't have any mayo on the plate.
Yeah. That's kind of disgusting, actually, that joke, to be fair.
Come joke.
Here we go. Another Felita. Her name is?
God, so many Felitas. I don't know many girls' names. Jasmine.
Jasmine says, hey, fellas, love your podcast. Here's a sex story gone wrong. I went to an East Asian restaurant with a guy I was dating. After eating, we drove back and decided to get frisky in the car. Ooh, go on. I was going down on him. Shout out my man. He's having a good time. Then I choked and regurgitated a completely intact 6-inch noodle onto his shirt.
Wait.
That is nuts.
She
gone down gagged and gagged up a fully intact noodle.
I hope she fucking re-ate that.
You gotta eat that again.
You gotta get calories.
Suck it back off the thing.
You gotta get the calories back in.
Free nutrients left on his shirt. No chance. We are still together 5 years later and he still refers to it as the noodle shirt moment. Absolutely mortifying.
Noodlegate.
Yo, we actually need a follow-up to that. Did you or did you not hoover up that noodle?
Yeah,
after
I need to know. I need to know.
That is
I
phenomenal.
Reckon she did.
Right, we go. Yo, what's up? BTS Alex want to say something. We're going to DM her and
we're
going to
find out, guys.
All right, here we go. Next up. Fella this time. Chip, what we got?
Harry.
All right, we got Harry here. He says, was doing 69 once, and as I nutted, I kicked my leg out, which smashed a jar above her bed with a note from her dead nan. Anonymous, please.
You should be laughing, but that is so funny.
That is unreal.
Wait, so he kicked his leg out and it knocked over a jar on a shelf that had a note
that her dead nan had, had written
so
her.
What, did he just open it up and read it?
I guess so, bro. After that, it should. Well, I mean, he got his nut right. So after that.
Fuck it, at least it wasn't her ashes.
Bro, that's what. Oh my God. Should you imagine if he just smashed a glass of ashes? Oh my God.
Get a little whiff of that.
Get a whiff of that. You're a dead nan after you just nutted. That's crazy.
Oh, shit. Stop.
Anyways, guys, that's going to wrap up today's porking gone wrong, porking gone wild, porking gone nuts. Anyways, if you guys ever want to get involved and you want to get in the mixer here, then what you can do is head on over to our Instagram. That's where we ask everyone to DM us your stories, relationship problems, funny things that we request on the day. Be sure to check it out. Anyways, guys, I hope you all have a wonderful day. And to be honest with you, I don't know whether we should be happy or sad because we will, at this point, we don't know if England won the Euros or not, to be honest.
I'm going to go on with a positive mindset.
I'm going to say we did win it.
Italy in extra time.
Wow. I'd say we did Italy in pens.
And it was a goal from Foden. Came on late. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Really? Yeah, a late equalizer that takes us to... Or a late winner in extra time.
A late winner in extra time.
I reckon Jack Grealish scores.
That would make my day.
Jack Grealish scores the equalizer that takes us to pens, and Jack Grealish scores
the fifth
pen. I
really do want a
Jay
Greasy Euros goal, I won't lie.
It's pending. Anyways, guys, yo, much love everyone that tuned in today. We hope you guys all have a fantastic day, and we'll catch you guys for the next episode of The Fellas. If you haven't already, then hit subscribe. Not only that, but go and check out our Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, Google. We're on everything, okay? We're global, we're international.
Yeah.
And if you haven't already as well, then check out our Mysteries channel. It is absolutely popping. When I say it's popping, I truly mean it.
It is popping. Link to that will be in the description every Monday, 6 p.m. Notifications on from myself and Callum Airy, son of Big Pete.
We'll see you guys on the next episode. Laters!